Amor.
Marie, the president asked you to get us back.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Is this the president?
Well, this is what's left of him.
Listen, what's left of him? I just tell you, I see these Republicans around.
I thought you'd quit me. I thought that I was just going to have to get me another very high official in the State Department to do my thinking. You just come in here and pay one little pop call, and then you play tennis the rest of your life.
I know, and it's rather nice, that tennis.
Now, when you have dinners and you get in trouble, I come to your aid, but...
What I can do, I'll do.
All right, okay. Just come see me next time you're down.
All right, I'd love to. I just tell you, they're all up here either signing up as Democrats or making drunks out of themselves. You've got to leave those Republicans 2 or 3%.
No, they're going to, don't you worry about, they'll have 50%.
But I saw Jack Whitney the other night, and he was drunk, and saying that you Democrats ought to be concerned about the two-party system, and you're going to let our convention, he's so upset they can't do anything about Brother Goldwater that he wants the Democrats to do something about it now.
Well, Henry Luce asked me yesterday what I would do if for the Republican Party, what he thought what I'd recommend. I said, stand for something. Only thing y'all talking about is beagles and speedometers.
Yeah. Well, I must say, it's going awfully well.
Well, it'll be dark days. We have them bad and back and forth. And I wish you would run in and see me. I'd like to chew it around with you a while.
Well, I certainly will.
First time you're down here, call me.
I will.
I'm going to be...
I called you last week, and I don't know what the problems are, but I thought I would ask you if you'd consider it. That federal employee request or solicitation has apparently a tremendous possibility. Anything that you... do encourage those that feel they might want to contribute, if there's anything possible along those lines. I think it'd make a major difference, of course.
But I don't want to do anything I can by example. I don't want to do anything by compulsion. I think Republicans just laying for it. They already on me about trying to compel them to go to a dinner, which we've laid down instructions not to do, but they're hammering it, and they'd like nothing better than to say that I was trying to shake them down for the United Nations Fund. They've done that already. I told Bundy to work it out. My judgment would be a wonderful way to do it, both with federal employees and with the states. Terry Sanford suggested that Jackie might go anyway, and if she did decide to go on Sunday, we could fly her down there and get Lady Bird, and I could make a 5-minute real hard pitch with the Billy Graham thing when he speaks to 40,000. That would be electrifying, and there would be enough notoriety connected with it because of Graham's presence and her presence. We could take that and circularize the hell out of it, and even run it as an ad on what I say.
Yeah.
Another thing would be to write to Senator Kennedy if he... tell him that I want to do what I can, and I'd like to go see the site or inspect something or something, but here's Lady Bird, my personal contribution that I think everybody that works in the government ought to give something, and I'm leading the way without communicating with an individual directly.
Yeah.
I told Mac Bundy to get a hold of Jackie and Bobby or whoever handled it, and tell them that I'm willing to do anything, anything, period. My judgment is the best way to do it is do it subtly.
Fine.
Now, the North Carolina thing, I told Terry Sanford, he thinks he'll have 30,000.
Yeah.
And if we just flew down there quietly and I made a 3-minute speech, that could be broadcast and reprinted, and that could be put up in every department.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course, I think that, as you said, that'd be...
If you couldn't, I think it's Senator Kennedy or you or somebody connected with it could write me some kind of a letter. Or I could write you on my own initiative and say I want to go to Boston the first time I do and see it, or turn a spade of dirt, or talk to the fellow that's drawing the plans or something, and here's my contribution.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I'd agree. That'd be very effective.
Any one of those things. I told Mac Bundy to work it out. He's just spending 90% of his time on library anyway. So I just told him to just work it out, whatever he wanted done, and I'll do it. I'm not a hesitant guy. I'll do more than you want me to do. I just want to do it the right way, and we got a few new people in here, and I don't want to bungle it.
Right. Well, all right, why don't I talk to Mac and let's see what you know.
Whatever Mac Bundy thinks is good and whatever, if Jackie will go to North Carolina, we'll go down there, I'd go without her.
You mean you thought you'd actually go down there?
I thought told me that he thought that she was going. I said, well, I'll get a Jetstar. It'll take us an hour to get there. We'd spend 30 minutes there and we'd be back in another hour. And I'd take Ms. Johnson and... Billy Graham's making the principal talk, but being president, I imagine they'd call on me for 2 minutes. In that 2 or 3 minutes, I would say what you could print all over the country and say the president's address at 40,000 in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'd also send that to Texas and other places.
Well, of course, I think that'd be
we'd get somebody to put it in the record, you see, like... Carl Albert or Mac Mansfield, some leader, and then they could prank the damn thing up.
Fine. Well, all right, then let me find out about that and get back to Mac.
How's my girl?
She couldn't be better.
Give her my love and tell her that she's not paying much attention to me.
All right, I'll give her a little
lift. I think that these titles scare her. Just tell her she wants me to be a lone wolf. She wants me to be a lone wolf and resign her job.
All right, I will.
How's Mr. Kennedy?
Little progress. He's there in Philadelphia. He's now. He went up there.
I thought he went home over the weekend.
Yeah, he's up at the Cape. And whether he goes back or not, I don't know. But basically about the same.